Can you play that on the guitar? Just like you did?
Can I? No.
Yeah, you're an expert piano player.
Really?
And guitarist.
No.
No?
Can't play the guitar.
I'll be damned. Off I go.
You?
Yeah. No, hell no. I can't play nothing. Hey, we're in the middle of a giant block of Rolling Stones on a 2 for Tuesday. Going to play their brand new thing here at the end of all of it, but you're getting just a gargantuan amount of Rolling Stones, which Fantastic. Is a damn good way to start the day.
Well, let's talk about Gimme 5 as well.
Yeah, Asia. Things about Asia. Think China. Think all the countries thereabouts. Mm. What pops to mind musically? That's what we're going to do at 5.
All right. People are dumb on the show today.
What? That can't be right.
Found money in the 4 o'clock hour.
What's the most money you ever found?
Found money. On the ground?
Yeah.
$20.
Yeah, that's about but. I don't think I've ever found more than that.
But I have a weird story for you.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's very odd.
Nice.
We have the one American dollar on the way.
Cool.
We're going to talk to Trixie next about the big hack of the MGM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're crazy. What
very
are they
excited
thinking?
About
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
And the KLOS name game.
That's right.
Is up to $3,800.
Sometime between now and 4, we'll ask you to be caller 25 so you can play and win that giant chunk of change.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Get some more Stones. New Rolling Stones from their first album in 18 years. It's going to be out October 20th, Hackney Diamonds, which someone who sounded suspiciously like Keith Richards told us the other day is talking about when someone breaks your windows in Hackney, it's the little diamonds that they make on the ground.
Who knew?
They bust in. I got to see if that's true. I love that. That's their new song. What a great song that is. Angry on KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Let's talk about MGM, shall we?
Oh, man. My favorite resorts are the MGM resorts in Vegas, down there at Mandalay Bay and Excalibur and MGM itself. And
they got that. Hacked.
They did. They got hit.
Yep.
Can't call in to make a reservation. Can't do online, all sorts of things.
I don't know what they've recovered yet.
Yeah, I don't know. Last I heard, like yesterday, they were still reeling.
But we have our expert, Trixie.
Hey, Trixie.
Kevin and Sluggo, how are you guys doing?
Good. You used to be a dancer up in Vegas, weren't you?
Hey, there's a lot of Trixies out there right now who are taking the money from middle-aged men that can't play slots.
Actually, you're a internet security expert. That's what you do for a living, right?
That is correct.
So what do you think about this particular hit on MGM?
Yeah, it's a bit interesting to me. It sounds like, from what I've been able to gather, that things started going haywire on Sunday.
Yep.
With Monday seeing like the larger outage impacting numerous systems, their websites, reservation systems, credit cards, slot machines, and from what I've seen, even people are locked out of their room.
Oh, that would suck.
That would suck. Yeah.
I mean, you got the toot with you. You're ready to go in for a good time. You can't even boop 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 open the door.
Exactly. And here's the interesting part, though. All of their resorts, their main websites are down, except the one in China. So I'm wondering why that one.
Is
that's
that right?
Interesting. That's very interesting.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
So the reason we don't know exactly what happened is because if they don't tell us, there's no way to know?
Pretty much, yeah. But from just my knowledge in this field, to me, it's sounding more and more like a ransomware attack.
Sure.
Where someone's holding their data and systems hostage, essentially waiting out for money to get paid to these hackers from the MGM resort.
I mean, of course, and you would think that casinos would have plenty of cash, but doesn't it seem kind of dangerous, unless, of course, they're in China and it's China doing it, that you're taking on, like, the you know, ultimately Bugsy Malone. I mean, the mafia, the mob set up the casinos back in the day. You don't want to piss those people off.
Oh, heck yeah. So that's why I'm thinking also it's probably someone from overseas. Just
right.
Because, yeah, the amount of targets that were hit with this hack is just, it's sounding to me more and more like a, like I said, ransomware attack caused by like a nation state. And one of the ways to contain or stop a ransomware attack is to shut down the various systems that the ransom is starting to effect. So that's why you're seeing reservation systems down. People can't check in. It's likely that they're just trying to contain the ransomware from spreading even further into their systems.
By the way, we're speaking to a actual expert in the internet, although he calls himself Trixie and sometimes, you know, standing on a street corner. I heard a horn in the background there. Or someone trying to pick you up, Trixie?
Yeah, I'm at a conference right now, and so I came outside just to talk to you guys.
Well, thank you. So the Mandalay Bay, the Aria, the Bellagio, and the MGM Grand in Vegas. Some hacker, you said maybe a nation state?
Yeah, more than likely like a nation state with just the vast amount of websites and systems that are down. They likely just hit one of the casinos, maybe an employee more than likely, clicked on the link, opened it up, and they were like an phishing type of attack. And that's how the ransomware usually will get into the system.
I mean, you know,
more than like,
yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say more than likely, even though the systems just started acting up Sunday, more than likely these hackers were likely in their network for probably about a good 1 to 200 days before they actually started attacking the system.
Oh, right. Yeah. So they were really digging around and looking at stuff and figuring out what to.
Is that so that they can download the information?
It's more or less for like reconnaissance, where right. they gather a bunch of information about the target, which users have higher privileges, which users have certain access to various systems. And it's actually called reconnaissance as part of a hacking, I guess, matrix, you can say. And then once they do the reconnaissance, they try to find a way so where they can stay within the network, usually utilizing accounts, usernames, and passwords that are legitimate, that are hard to detect as like a fraud or an attacker using those credentials.
Right.
And then once they have a better idea of the environment, that's when they release the ransomware at a completely unexpected time. And it just starts, being that they've been doing reconnaissance and they know exactly where to put the stuff at, they launch the attack. And that's why all these systems just started going down rather quickly.
So if I went to the Bellagio, let's say, in the last couple months, my information might be out there because of this?
It could be, yeah. So if they targeted any sort of databases that MGM had, like reservations, even like the rewards apps and whatnot that you sign up for when you get there, your information would likely be compromised if this is the case, and these threat actors are holding it hostage in a way, I guess you could say. And even though MGM would pay to get that ransomware removed off their systems, there's a good chance that those hackers are going to keep that data.
Of course.
I think like 65% of the time they don't provide all the information.
Of course
back.
Not.
So
no.
If you're part of it, yeah, you're going to have to make sure that you're staying in touch with the MGM resorts,
right?
Either through their websites or through emails that they'll likely send out. Make sure that you monitor any bank or credit accounts that you may have, especially if you charged rooms recently. That's something you want to keep an eye out for. They'll likely offer some credit monitoring, so you can keep an eye out for those emails that come out, or like I said, the postings on their website. And then it may not happen right away, though, just because of certain legal requirements and regulatory things that they have to do. But once they notify like the right government officials, then they'll likely start notifying all the customers.
No,
as well.
I mean, you know, like in Ocean's 11 and like, you know, when you used to pull a bank job, you would try to make sure that your target didn't know they were hit. I mean, the point was kind of staying, you know, on the DL. I mean, these guys are saying, hey, send us the money. I'm thinking when you're going to hit a casino owner, you know, sometime there's going to be some retaliation 6-7 years down the line. They're going to find out who it is. They're not going to go through legal channels. That seems like a not wise thing to do in the long run.
Yeah, if it's like a nation state, though,
right.
what they're going to do is they pay me in Bitcoin, so that way you can't really track us down.
Right.
And they want that notoriety, so
right.
they're not going to stay quiet, because they're going to hack the next company and say, like, hey, we hacked MGM.
Right.
Like what we did to their systems, you know who we are.
Right.
Pay us now or else your systems
right.
are going to be the
well,
same.
There you go. There you go.
Excellent. Yeah. Good times.
Well, you've done a great job taking down MGM. I mean, how dare you? Trixie, thanks for sharing the information with us.
Anytime, Dan.
We appreciate it.
Take care.
I don't remember the song ending that way.
That's the album version, actually. You know, The Simpsons going on its 35th season. Have you heard that?
I have. That's crazy.
Yeah, I actually saw it at the Tracy Ullman show. It was just a little cartoon in between the sketches.
Was that in 1990?
86 or so. Yeah, so yeah, it went on in 89, I think, with the actual full show. Ah. Everybody in the audience at the Tracy Ullman show is like, wow, that's amazing. That was hilarious. That was the best thing about the show. And then, of course, they got their own show. And it's unbelievable.
35th season.
Yeah, I was thinking. I need dollar, dollar, all right. Dollar, that's worth. what I need. Let's talk about The Simpsons. And no, it's not a bunch of trivia, because I know you would know all of it. Oh, I thought you would know all of it.
I don't think I would know all of it, no.
Let's switch to trivia about The Simpsons.
So absolutely not.
I can keep my $1. It's about to start its 35th season on TV, but there are 12 other shows that have run longer, have more seasons.
More than
35 seasons.
Seasons.
Yeah, all sort of different. But basically, yeah, kind of a generally all in a row, all in order.
Longer than 35 seasons.
Let's do it.
I'm going to go Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
It's been on since the dawn of time.
That's not on the list.
That's not on the list?
Yeah, you need to get 4 out of 10.
Has Jeopardy not been on for that long?
I guess not. It's not on the little list here. It's pretty crazy the amount of time these shows that are on this list have been on the air. It's insane.
60 minutes.
60 minutes.
Has been on.
Didn't you say you watch that all the time?
I do.
You're a big fan of
most of the time, yeah. And it's been on forever.
It has.
Come on.
Looks like I'm going to keep this dollar bill in my pocket right where Trixie put it earlier.
Saturday Night Live?
Saturday Night Live. Whoops, that's the wrong
one. Wow, I won on that one. All right, I got one.
You did. That one's been on for 48 seasons.
Wow.
Yeah. So compared to 35, you do the math.
I can't do math.
I know, right?
Some of the daytime shows?
That's a nice question. I like that question.
Stories?
I got to watch my stories.
As the old people call them?
Hey, it's time for my stories.
The only one I can think of is the hilariously named General Hospital.
General Hospital has been on longer than any other show.
Has it?
The top of the list with Are You Ready? Are You Sitting Down? 60 seasons.
Wow. 60.
So screw The Simpsons, 60 seasons.
60?
I suppose it's because there's all the drugs. You
and
know?
That's
it's
a daily show.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Have you ever watched any of those?
No.
I don't know which one, but I know there was a little while in the 80s when I was in high school. I finally started to watch one for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe like 6 weeks. And then I'm like, nothing happens. Nothing ever happens. Who cares? Except on Friday. The very end of the week.
Friday,
then everything
things happened.
It was cliffhanger and then, yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was going to say Family Guy, but I know they haven't been on as long as The Simpsons.
Yeah, so you're 2 for 2 so far.
Well, I mean, Jeopardy wasn't there and 60 Minutes wasn't there.
That's right. Those are 2 losses.
Oh, I got
you. And you got General Hospital and Saturday
Night. I see
what
you're saying.
Yeah.
2 and 2.
2 for 4, I guess.
The Evening News?
The Evening News. That's the lamest answer you've ever given, ever.
It's like, generic ever. Enough that it might count.
Well, what city then?
The
I suppose
Evening
it's New
News.
York City.
CBS.
Oh, my God. You know what? The buzzers are going, it's just,
all right.
They're going bananas. I'm not
okay.
even going to count that one. That wasn't even a real...
It was.
Come on.
I can't think of shows that have been on
I've
that
I've got your Evening News right here. I don't know what that means.
All right. I'm going to give up. I don't.
Are you? Ah, oh, but this look at this dollar. Isn't it pretty?
I don't, but it doesn't mean I know shows.
Yeah, I understand. I totally get you. This is what, okay, you ready then? You're throwing it in?
Yes.
Okay, so the top 10, The Simpsons aren't even in the top 10. They're like number 12, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
The horribly named Bold and Beautiful, you're talking about daytime shows, has actually been on longer, which doesn't make sense to me. I kind of remember when that came on. Which is sad.
But you remember when The Simpsons came out, too.
That's true, yes. Bugs Bunny Show has been on for 40.
Bugs Bunny?
All My Children, 41. Remember that damn lady who would hold up the little thing at the end of the show and she would call out all the kids' names and she never said Kevin. She never said Doug. Ever. Ever. And I hated her for it. Romper Room.
Captain Kangaroo. Oh.
41 seasons.
No, Romper Room.
One Life to Live is in the list. You got Saturday Night Live, The Young and the Restless. I mean, who would know these shows?
These are all daytime shows.
Except for Sesame Street.
Of course.
As the World Turns, Days of Our Lives, Guiding Light, and General Hospital. So, yeah.
What's number one? How many?
General Hospital was 60.
60
Guiding
seasons.
Light is 3 behind, and Days of Our Lives tied at 57 seasons of boring ass crap. That's why it's stays on, nothing ever happens.
That is true.
It is a 2 for 2, which means in moments, you're going to get another one from The Fix.
Love that.
One of my favorite songs, actually. I love this song. We're about to play on a 2 for 2 from The Fix.
Got a bill for our power. It came today.
Oh, at home, the new place?
Yep.
Oh, in summer. All right. What are we talking? How much cash?
I mean, air conditioning, a lot.
Yeah.
because it's so been so warm.
Yeah.
81 cents.
You bastard.
You know why?
What? Why?
Solar.
Are you kidding me?
They force you to put solar in.
I know, and I remember you saying that they said it would only like kind of heat the water heater or something. You weren't expecting very much out of it. And it saved you in summer.
Yes.
And you guys had to have kept it cold in that place. I mean, we keep it like an icebox here in the studio. I love it. I do at home. 81 cents. All right, I'm going to go get some solar power. I'll see you later. I'll be back.
It was very surprising.
Wow.
Very surprising.
That's awesome. Was this a solar commercial?
Is that what this is? I wish. I should be getting paid for it. No, it's not. It just happened.
That's amazing.
So we thought found money would be a good topic. You didn't see it coming, but somehow...
Oh, as opposed to finding it on the street.
Yes.
You're talking all of a sudden you got an incredible savings. We don't want any damn commercials. No plugs for your place.
Nope.
818-955-KLOS.
But somebody gave you a gift you didn't know was coming and you had a bill due and you didn't know how you're going to pay it, that kind of thing.
Right.
A gift, somebody died in your family.
Right. Or there was like maybe
and you got money?
Some sort of windfall from something that you had invested in a long time.
Yeah,
you didn't know about.
You forgot about it.
You found some stupid item. For example, you know, I'm a total Lego fanatic.
Yes.
Bought a whole bunch of Legos, used Legos, and found some of them are worth some money.
Yeah.
I didn't spend very much for it, really, but some of them are worth some cash.
So the person selling it didn't know that?
No, I guess not.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm going to be selling those.
You're not going to sell those.
Oh, yeah, I don't care. They're figurines. I don't care about those. Okay. Those little figures, I don't care. My cities are empty. I don't
want people to be seen.
No, even fake people suck.
All right, so found money. Somehow you were able to pay something you didn't see possible.
Yeah.
Or it surprised you.
Yeah, all of a sudden there's a bunch of cash. Where'd this come from? Yeah, bank error in your favor.
Sure.
Collect $200.
Sure. 818-955-KLOS.
Hi, KLOS.
Hi, I'm calling about you had a bank error.
Yes.
Right.
Found money. What is it?
So actually, about 2 years ago, I got a bank levy. So I got a bunch of money taken out and my rent was coming up and I just moved out. And I had absolutely no idea how I was going to pay it. But somehow I managed to transfer money into a third party account that I had. My bank didn't register it. I was still able to pull out the funds from the ATM for about 3 days before it actually processed through PayPal.
Right.
So I actually tripled the money that I had by about three times.
I don't understand.
I don't either, but it sounds great.
It sounds great.
And well done. I'm going to go get a third person account now. Start tripling my money.
I don't know.
I had gotten paid and I went to put the money into PayPal and PayPal didn't take it out of my bank account.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
All right.
And so somehow it managed to triple and I managed to pay my bill and PayPal saw the error and then saw it wasn't my fault and let me keep the money.
What?
Awesome.
Wow, that's great.
Ding, 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 ding. I want to go to Vegas with you right now.
Honestly, it was a stroke of luck. I'm so happy it happened.
Right on.
Thanks for calling.
That's perfect.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Found money is the topic.
Man, I lucked out. I was getting ready to move, and I was clearing out a little nightstand by the side of my bed, and I found $2,000.
I'm sorry, what?
Where'd that come from? Who paid you off for one night you don't remember?
Did you say 2,000?
2,000. I started counting. I saw, you know, folded over bundle of money. I saw 100 and 1, 2, 3, you know, 12, 14, 18, $2,000. I have no idea when I put it there or how long it was there.
Wow.
That is super bizarre. It was in your nightstand in the top drawer.
Yeah, it was underneath I had a box of Kleenex right there with some trinkets and shit in, you know, and it was just an old box.
Wow, that's crazy. $2,000.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't remember, I think you're going to have to start doing the movie Memento on yourself, just so you know. Oh, wait a minute. I got a hell of a lot of money in the garage. Well, that's a great thing to find. That's awesome. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, hello. How you guys doing?
Good, thank you. You got lucky, found some money?
Yes, I did. I was getting ready for get my paperwork for retirement, so I went to the bank and looked at my 403B. So they were like, which 403B are we looking at? Well, the one I have. Well, it happened that I had two. I totally forgot about one that I opened many years ago. And there it was, about $12,000 that I did not know I had.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. You know what's sad is that, like, the ones I have like that, I do kind of remember, and every time I go check, they're just zero.
They're
zero
not,
dot
they're
zero
not
zero.
$12,000?
No. 12 grand. Yeah, that's sweet.
And yeah, that I totally forgot I had. And when I opened it, you know, I was contributing, you know, per paycheck and all. And I kind of got bad, so I stopped for a while, and I totally forgot. So when the economy got better, I opened the account and, you know, started contributing again. And I totally forgot about that one.
Nice. Well, that's a nice find.
That is.
That's exactly what we're talking about. Thank you for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
You got lucky. Found money. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo!
We are talking about you found money. You have a story?
I wanted to give these Legos to this kid. He's 6 years old. I was going out with this girl, her son, going to be 6 years old. So I go through these Legos. I want to wash them out. Well, I can do anything with the number 4. Make it 12. 12 is 5. 5 is 4. So anyway, I forgot. I put in, just for fun, 4 containers, $444. That ended up being the year 1776. I had forgotten about it until I cleaned these things out to give them to this kid to help him with math, and boom. So I got $1,776 I forgot about. It was awesome.
Nice. Very cool. That's awesome. 1776, a perfect number. I want that much cash. Please make that happen. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS.
Hello.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
We are doing well. Thank you. We're talking about you got lucky and found money.
I did. I lost my job. I got laid off, and I was going, oh, my God. So I did Lyft and Postmates and did all things to survive. Well, while doing that, I'm sitting on the side of the road waiting for my next gig and waiting and waiting. And then I see these little ads from on Facebook, these social media sites, and it says, hey, have you driven for these guys? There's a driver misclassification. I'm like, yeah, blew them up. Well, finally, one day I spent 5 minutes, filled out the information. 3 months, 4 months later, I get a notification from them, and I'm thinking, if I get a $500, $100, I'm happy.
Right.
A notification. My settlement was $51,000.
For you specifically?
Damn.
2 weeks later, I got a notification. My other driver misclassification, Postmates, I got another $11,000.
Wow.
I don't even understand what's happening, but I love it.
And then about a month later, I filled out for the PPP loan. I got $19,000.
Damn. We were running those commercials forever. We're like, did you ever drive for Uber? Well, fill out this class action suit thing. And I had no idea it would pay off like that.
You didn't. I didn't. I almost faded and fell over when I looked at it. I go, no, that can't be right. And then I called the law firm up and I said, they can't. I go, no, your settlement is 51 grand.
Wow.
I'm like, holy cow.
That is crazy.
Nothing to something. I managed to build up a nest egg of over $100,000. And guess what? My son started college. I paid for all of his college. No student loans. I got him through college. He graduated. And I've still got $90,000 in the bank.
Sweet.
That is great.
That is amazing. That is awesome. That's
you
fantastic.
Not kidding. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Thanks for calling.
Give me five.
My wife says that song right here gets stuck in her head now.
Yeah, same.
I have heard it in the shower. Which is a rare occurrence for me. But there it was.
Our theme today.
Yeah, it's kind of broad. It covers a lot of ground. It's Asia. So anything that reminds you of Asia that's a song, give us a call. 818-955-KLOS or...
Twitter, if you're still on it, at Kevin and Sluggo.
Hello.
Howdy.
How you doing?
Good. It's Gimme Five, songs about Asia. What do you got?
I got Godzilla, Loister Cult.
Oh, that works.
Well done.
That works. Who are you?
Peter.
Peter, thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
Well, that's a first, I think, turning Japanese on KLOS. I do believe that's a first.
I'm sure it is.
It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
KLOS, hello. It's Gimme Five.
All right. I think I got one for you. It's a bit of a stretch. You're probably not going to play it.
Let's hear it.
Do you remember Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Yes.
Because when I think of Breakfast at Tiffany's, I think of the stereotypical Mickey Rooney.
Yeah, Mickey Rooney, man. That was rough. That was a good movie. Rough, rough, rough role. Is there a song, Breakfast at Tiffany's, or do you mean a band? There's
a song?
There's a song?
Yeah.
Is that like by Henry Mancini or something?
Oh. You say we got nothing in common.
I don't know. You know, I kind of think we have to disqualify it because of what's-his-face, don't you think?
I think so, too. I was just hoping to get
No, that's hilarious. Yeah, that's beautiful. Let's take a hard left turn and go, holiday in Cambodia, dead Kennedys instead. We are so lucky we are avoiding, thanks to your requests, Asia, heat of the moment, and one night in Bangkok.
Yes, we're trying hard to not play either of those.
Woo! But we do have something for Rush.
Yes, Emilio wants to hear A Passage to Bangkok, Rush, for Neil Peart's birthday.
Nice, very cool. All right, here you go, KLOS. One last song in our Asian theme, Give Me Five, Doobie Brothers on KLOS. So you really want to play One Night in Bangkok, right?
I don't.
Want to make that happen? Those guys, by the way, Doobie Brothers, going to be doing a show Saturday, September 23rd, down in Redondo Beach. They're part of the giant three-day Beach Life Ranch show that's going on. And I think we're gonna end up doing something with the Doobie Brothers.
Excellent.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, and the band, too, probably. Kind of sad they dropped the microphone out on the street at the end of that song.
It does sound
really
quite
good
loud.
Otherwise, yeah. It's a two for Tuesday. A couple from Scorpions, another one in moments. But first, here's Kevin with your news.
The news is bride ends up marrying father-in-law after groom flees from wedding.
Okay. Wow, that's kind of hot.
So actually, the Indonesian group, apparently they pay a lot of money, a dowry.
Right.
And they pay a lot of money for a wedding.
Right.
And the dude ran.
He's like, he got cold feet and took off.
Literally ran away.
Literally ran.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was on August 29th, the day of their wedding. The man ran away, leaving her to explain to guests that the wedding was off.
Oh, my God. What a dick.
And the dude's dad said, I'll step in.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. That's
in a video that has been making the rounds in Indonesia's social media, the groom and the bride's father can be taking part in a bizarre wedding ceremony.
Ooh, I don't know. That's pretty. I think I've seen a couple movies like that.
The guests had already arrived to attend the wedding. The man's family then informed us that their son was missing and couldn't be found. The bride's brother said,
he just disappeared into thin air. It's the weirdest thing. So I'm marrying her now.
Yes.
What the hell?
How is that not more weird?
I mean, right?
Than
I mean, how's
she running away?
I'm so excited to marry you instead today. My big day.
Your dad's hot. True. I'm in. Why not?
He's got his Geritol.
95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We talked to our IT expert, Trixie, about the MGM Grand and all those hotels in Vegas getting hacked. That doesn't seem good.
No, nope, no. And he was saying even some of the slot machines are affected. Can you imagine you're sitting there really drunk? You're going to win a top dollar. First offer. Go to hell. Taking all your concert, all your info.
Dies.
It's terrible.
The Simpsons is starting its 35th season.
Unbelievable.
And I lost one American dollar by not being able to name four of the 12 shows that have been on longer.
You did name number one, though. It's 35 seasons, and I think it was Guiding Light or whatever. There was like 60 seasons.
General Hospital.
Whatever. 60 seasons of General Hospital.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Holy cow.
That's a daily hour, isn't it?
That's daily torture.
And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
$4,100 up for grabs. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Dropping back to the Nothing Shocking album from Juana's Addiction. Pair from them. Man, I love that song. Mountain Song. Great
that
stuff.
That is great. Yeah.
Two for Tuesday.
We have your shot to win $3,800 right now by playing the KLOS name game. If you're caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS, you get to play. Good luck.
The name game.
The name game.
Lost name game. And speaking of, what's your name?
This is Lance.
Lance, you're caller 25.
Oh, nice.
You get to play the KLOS name game that is worth $3,800.
Oh, gosh.
We're looking for
the wrong attitude, man.
We're looking for the name of a classic arcade game.
Lance, let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Missile Command and Bubble Bobbles. And those are incorrect. Bianca and Jim didn't hit it. What do you think it is?
I'm going to take a collective guess here.
I don't know what that means.
We're going to go with Arkanoid.
Arkanoid.
Arkanoid, you're saying.
Yes, Arkanoid.
Sorry. That's incorrect.
What was the collective guess? Did someone assist you in that, or?
That's only my cousin.
Oh, okay. I think you should slap that person now.
Agreed.
Right on, Lance. Well, thanks for calling, and be ready between 4 and 5. Your next chance at $3,900.
We have your shot to win $3,900. We were talking about found money this hour. $3,900. We'll take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the KLOS name game. Good luck.
Dearest Kevin, have you ever heard that song by Oasis called The Name Game?
I haven't.
It sounds a little like this.
Voices are weird.
Yeah, I think they were on helium that day.
Strange.
Yeah, very odd.
KLOS, what's your name?
This is Evan.
Evan, you're caller 25.
No way, my friend.
Yes way, my friend.
Take our money. Take our money.
We are looking for the name of a classic arcade game.
All right, I was going to stick with this one. We talked about it earlier. I'm going with Tron.
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 That's what I pronounce throne. Whenever I say throne, I say, well, it's Tron.
Oh, show says Tron.
Sorry. It was not Tron.
God bless you. I'm glad to get in with you guys.
Thank you, man.
Right.
Thank you.
Wish we had handed you some cash. Maybe next time.
God bless. I'll try again, my friend. Thank you.
Right on. Thanks. Take care. And between 5 and 6, it's going to be worth
$4,000.
$4,000.
If you would like $4,000. Now is your time for the KLOS name game. We'll take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS, and you can play the KLOS name game. Good luck.
I don't think there's a single Led Zeppelin song I don't like, but that one in particular I love. It's
that
just
is all kinds
so
of crazy.
Freaky from Led Zeppelin 3, 1970, and that's nice and all, but we have some cash to give away.
Adam Allen.
Well, you just heard the little theme song. Are you ready to play Name Game for $4,000?
I am.
All right, we are looking for the name of a classic arcade game.
Let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were, hold on, I've lost my pages here. Tron and Arkanoid. Arkanoid.
Arkanoid, yes.
I didn't even remember that one at all. But that's not right. What do you think it is?
I haven't heard Defender yet.
Defender.
You're saying Defender.
That's the one you're going to go for?
Sorry, it's incorrect.
Damn it! Well, right. That means it rolls over. Thanks for calling, man, and better luck next time to Heidi and Frank tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
$4,100.
They were the young generation, and they had something to say. The Monkees debuted on TV on this day in rock in 1966. Here they came walking down the street. The Monkees debuted on television on this day in rock in 1966. Metallica released the Rick Rubin-produced Death Magnetic on this day in rock in 2008.